This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're talking with Joe Lardy, Market Intelligence and Insights Analyst with CHS Global Research, about the November WASDE report, just a few hours after it's been released, to get his initial thoughts. Joe, we're talking about this report as it is hot off the press. What are some of the main takeaways you've seen so far?
Well, overall, I'd have to say the report came in pretty close to as expected. And all things considered, it wasn't a real shocker, which is really good. I don't think the market needs a big shocker right now. I think there's a lot of people out there that were hoping we might get a shocking surprise that would send prices extremely higher. But, you know, on the other side of that coin, we also could get the shocker that sends prices lower. So, you know, all things considered, it came in relatively close to expectations. We did see, though, a bump in yields on both the corn side and the bean side, both 0.4 of a bushel higher on both of those. But I think that did kind of follow the pattern of what we've been seeing as we got later and later into harvest, where the eastern side of the Corn Belt seemed to be doing better yield-wise, and that did get reflected in today's WASDE report.
Well, Joe, it is the world agricultural supply and demand estimates. We've seen some major shifts here around the globe. What do those changes look like, and what impacts could they have?
You know, the interesting thing is, I think going to this report, when they survey all the analysts, myself included, the analysts kind of thought that the domestic side was going to be boring, that yields were going to remain unchanged, ending stocks are going to remain unchanged. But the thought was, maybe we're going to see the bigger changes on the world stage. That's where we've been anticipating seeing some bigger changes. Well, the USDA basically gave us nothing. Were there some changes? Yes, there were some very small changes, 1 million tons here, you know, 500,000 tons there. Nothing really material that the market was looking for. For example, the USDA has got the Russian wheat crop at 91 million tons. Almost everybody out there believes that that crop is well over 100 million tons. And so I think the thought was, we could see a pretty significant revision from the USDA and therefore kind of changing the world balance sheet. We didn't see that. We know there was some frost issues down in South America. We didn't see any of those changes. We did see a small increase to Australia. That was kind of the biggest thing that we saw in this whole report. So kind of interestingly enough, the USDA pretty much left the world alone. So we will have to wait another month to see if they recognize those changes.
Well, Joe, with all of that being said, what should producers keep in mind as they make decisions here heading into winter?
One thing they have to do is really stay in touch with these markets. Generally, as we get towards the latter part of the year, we see liquidity get a little to sometimes a lot thinner. And when that happens, these markets can really bounce around. And we have seen some really decent volatility in these markets. So, you know, prices are moving sharply higher, sharply lower. It kind of seems to be whichever way the wind is blowing sometimes. And we've also seen these markets react very strong to what the outside markets are doing. So when we've seen a big move in the dollar or in the stock market, we've seen our markets, you know, either react positively or negatively to those changes. So I think producers have to be in touch with the markets. So if an opportunity comes along, they can capitalize on that. And we've seen some basis levels really pop sharply higher, but it was really only good for those people that were really paying attention and were ready to make that move.
Folks, we've been talking with Joe Lardy, Market Intelligence and Insights Analyst with CHS Global Research. Joe, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks.
And thank you for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.